Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny morning across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys bright skies. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining warmly. Haifa is also seeing clear weather, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu heads to Washington as Trump pursues friendly talks with Iran, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Netanyahu heads to the White House for an eighth meeting with Trump. This is reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu and Trump will discuss not only Iran but also Gaza, a Saudi nuclear plan, and Turkey, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, just in. Separately, Netanyahu's meeting with Trump will cover the sale of F-35s to Turkey, reported by JTA from earlier today. And finally, Australia's ASIO chief, Mike Burgess, urges a better reflection of today's threat environment in their terror alert system, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, just in. Reaction has been swift on social media. Emily Schrader, an activist, posted just minutes ago about the execution of protesters in Iran. She highlighted the dangers faced by demonstrators and called for international support. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reported that Iran is issuing threats over U.S. military deployments in Bulgaria. This follows tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. From IL Red Alert, the real-time missile alert tracker, we know that there has been one rocket alert in the Gaza envelope since midnight. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's visit to Washington. Ynet reports that the Prime Minister is seeking to protect Israel's interests as the U.S. pauses strikes on Iran. This meeting marks his seventh visit since Trump returned to office. The stakes are high, with regional stability hanging in the balance. Turning to the broader agenda of Netanyahu's meeting, the Jerusalem Post highlights that discussions will include a Saudi nuclear plan and the sale of F-35 fighter jets to Turkey. These topics are expected to test the diplomatic ties between the two leaders. The outcomes could reshape regional alliances. Meanwhile, JT adds that the sale of F-35s to Turkey remains a sensitive issue. President Trump insists on making independent decisions regarding arms sales. This stance could lead to diplomatic rifts. The implications for regional security are significant. In a related development, the Australian Jewish News reports that Australia's intelligence chief is advocating for an updated terror alert system. This comes as global threats evolve. The new system aims to better inform the public and enhance national security. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Kushner has sold a NIS 1.05 billion stake in Israeli financial giant Phoenix to global investors. Affinity remains the largest shareholder. This move reflects shifting investment strategies. Separately, CTech reports on Nvidia's major investment in AI startup Safe Superintelligence, led by Ilya Sutskever. This investment underscores the growing focus on artificial intelligence innovations. And finally, Walla Business warns of a new scam involving phony refund promises from the electric company. Mobile users have been targeted with phishing messages. This highlights the need for increased cyber vigilance. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.